This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Labor Day grilling tips from a Philly James Beard Award-winning iron chef.
I like to cook on a griddle because an open grill, sometimes all the kind of juices escape and you can't get a nice seal. So if you have a grill, you could put a griddle or a cast iron pan on it. You'll still get the smoky flavor from the grill.
And stay tuned in this podcast for the additional culinary projects he's juggling.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets with James Beard Award-winning iron chef Jose Garces, and we're just going to get right into it because you have so many things going on right now. I don't know how you juggle all those hot plates, but you got a lot of openings. Buena Onda stuff happening last month, this month, next month. So let's start with what you got going on.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Buena was a concept or brand we launched in end of 2015, early 16, always with the thought of it being a scalable product and something that, you know, can reach a national audience. So we've recently opened in Rittenhouse Square on 20th and Sansom, and we're opening in Radnor this month, so Buena Onda. And then we're really excited about launching a national franchise of Buena Onda, and we could take our delicious taco flavors across the country. And as a chef, someone who really is passionate about their craft, it's great to be able to bring our brand of tacos across the USA.
So let's refresh people's memories about Buena Onda. What is the concept? What do you want them to get out of the restaurant?
Yeah, so Buena Onda translates to good vibes. It is a concept that's inspired by a Baja Taqueria in Baja, Mexico, Baja, California. You know, it's a place where you walk into and you feel like tranquil, you feel refreshed, you feel relaxed. And we make our tortillas fresh to order, both corn and flour. A lot of different fillings, carnitas, al pastor, red chili braised beef, and of course, our famous fish tacos.
So before the expansion, you were 7 years on Callow Hill Street. What did you learn from that location in Fairmount as you're kind of expanding the concept?
Yeah, so we learned to kind of pare down our menu for freshness. We also really had a great run during COVID. You know, we noticed that folks were really taking to our delivery and the product was really translating well. And, you know, it really performed super well. So we had a lot of good learning lessons that gave us the confidence to go into a franchise mode.
I remember when you opened it in 2015, I think you described it something of like a surfer location, like a surfer stop or something.
Yeah, surfer vibe. I'm a beach guy. I actually really enjoy the beach. I lifeguarded on, you know, it's not the Pacific Ocean, Lake Michigan in Chicago, right? But I really, you know, I've always enjoyed the coastal environment. And I think the idea of transporting someone who lives in Philadelphia to walk into our space or get Buena delivered at the house to this kind of cool beach coastal vibes just really made a lot of sense for me.
What are you most excited about with this expansion?
Well, I think it's going to be wonderful to be able to bring our Buena to, you know, Florida, Texas, California. It's really, you know, again, as a chef, I think it's an exciting moment when you can take a product, something that you've worked on, you've curated, you've, you know, done version 5, 6, and 7, and now, you know, it's ready to be released. So I'm super excited about it.
So you got Rittenhouse, Radnor. And then when is the franchising happening?
So the franchising is already underway. You can go to our website and find out more about it. And yeah, this is a partnership with Ballard Brands. They're franchise experts. They're folks that really understand the game. And, you know, I think, you know, we're also really excited about implementing our standards. As a chef who really cares about their our product, I think we're going to bring some uniqueness to the franchise game.
So this is not like typical franchise. When I think of franchise, not always like the highest quality.
Yeah, well, when you have a James Beard Award winner and an Iron Chef creating your franchise, I think it's going to be a little different. So the franchise is really, I mean, it doesn't change the product at all. Yeah, it's still going to be the same price point, the same quality ingredients, the same menu. And yeah, the idea is that, you know, we're scaling a product that works and that's fresh, that's delicious. And really, that's the only thing I'll put my name on.
What's your favorite taco?
My favorite taco, oh, I've got so many, but you know, the classic is our chicken ropa vieja taco. It's slow braised chicken breast and thigh meat with chipotle chilies, aromatics, tomatoes, and my favorite toppings, crema, shaved romaine, queso fresco, and avocado. Can't go wrong.
And you have a seafood taco?
I do. We have a crispy fish taco or tequila glazed. We use tequila glazed fish tacos as well as crispy shrimp tacos as well.
All right. And you got some stuff happening with Garces Trading Company.
Yeah. Wow. Totally fun. So we're relaunching Garces Trading Company, a brand that I started in Philadelphia in 2010. It's a marketplace, gourmet shop, wine shop, fresh salads, really kind of, you know, a curated experience in a much smaller space. And so, yeah, our first Garces Trading Company, a reinvention of it, will be happening at the Kimmel Center. Philadelphia.
How much of that is your partnership with the Kimmel Center, and how much of that is like inspired by COVID, like as far as how you wanted to package your establishment?
Sure. So, you know, I think with both brands, we're really looking at how do we bring our product to the marketplace. And, you know, the market, the industry is certainly evolving and changing. So I think we have to be more nimble, a little more mobile, and also more thoughtful about how we deliver our goods. So yeah, it's a product of where we're at in today's hospitality industry.
So speaking of delivering your goods, we've got Garces Eats.
Yeah, so Garces Eats is a brand new brand that's going to be at the Wells Fargo Center on the club level. It's going to be a rotating menu. So every 90 to 120 days, we're going to be adding a new menu. And it's a place where I'm going to develop and create new handheld, like stadium and event venue foods, things that are really under development. It's meant to be kind of like a food lab or food test kitchen, but available to obviously our concert and game goers. It's a look at handhelds and stadium food that is a little more elevated and also purposeful, whether it's a bowl or like, you know, a really nice smash burger that, you know, we can, you know, do to order, and it's hot, juicy, and delicious, and do it in a way that's fast. So yeah, I think it's going to be a fun exploration.
What other ideas do you have on that menu?
Oh, there's quite a few of us. I don't know if I can share all of them. They're like still in the works. But we are doing, I know, a version of Mission style burritos. So I love the Mission in San Francisco and their Mexican food. And so their burritos are a little overstuffed. It's a kind of a mix. It has a lot of cheese. So it's like a quesadilla burrito mix. That's the Mission style. So that's one item. I know that we're doing our Village Smash Burgers. And yeah, you'll have to look out for other cool and innovative new ideas.
I'm sure you do a lot of research with all of the, you know, I'm sure you mark like what your sales are like. What are some of your most popular items? What have you noticed that people like to eat?
I think, you know, with all of our different brands, it really depends, you know, whether you're talking Spanish tapas or great burgers or our Mexican food. There are a lot out there for us to like choose from. But, you know, I think the staples are, you know, I would say like at our Spanish places, like people really love our Spanish flatbreads or our garlic shrimp, our traditional Spanish tapas. At Buena Onda, people love our fish tacos. It's the number one seller. So it really depends on where you're at in the scheme of Garces world.
And what are you anticipating people wanting at the ballpark?
Oh, I'm hoping that they love everything that we do. So, so we'll see. It's really, you know, I think at the ballpark, it's really about execution. It's really about creating a product that the team can execute quickly, but still offer that high level that we're looking for. So yeah, that's the challenge, you know, and I think I'm always up for it.
Okay, so we also want to learn from you. We want to be good high-level chefs of our own. And since this is Labor Day weekend, it's like your final grilling weekend of the summer. What tips do you have for us, James Beard, Iron Chef tips for the grill?
Well, you know, I think one of my favorite things to grill is obviously burgers. Burgers are great on a holiday weekend, especially, you know, burger inspired by Village Whiskey. And we do a custom blend or custom grind of different meat cuts to create what we call a meat torchon. So if you think of grinding fresh meat. The meat comes out like spaghetti strands. So we do that, and then we wrap them into this like tight like meat cylinder of sorts. And we don't pack it with our hands, or we don't really like adulterate the meat too much, so that when you grill it, it kind of melts in your mouth as you take a bite out of it. So the Village Burger actually is, I like to cook on a griddle, because an open grill, sometimes all the kind of juices escape and you can't get a nice seal. So if you have a grill, you could put a griddle or a cast iron pan on it. You'll still get the smoky flavor from the grill. And we're actually offering our custom grind to everyone to come and purchase at Village Whiskey September 2nd for your perfect Labor Day cookout.
So specifically for Labor Day weekend, you're letting people have Jose Garza style burgers?
Yeah, just for Labor Day weekend, I'll let you come in, buy our custom grinds, and cook a delicious burger that weekend.
All right, what's your technique? Because some people, I mean, you're saying put it on a griddle. I've never heard that.
Yeah.
If you have a grill, I've heard you say don't push on it, don't press on it.
Yeah. So for our technique, so we're going to give you guys the meat already kind of rolled up and nice. And we like...
It's not crumbly, is it?
It's not crumbly, no. So what happens is those fibers and the texture of the meat kind of naturally stick together. And you'll just basically take your knife, cut a slice down, cut the patty down, whatever size that you'd like. And you can cook them on a grill if you'd like, or you can cook them on a cast iron pan or a griddle pan. I prefer the griddle pan because you're able to get this nice crunchy texture on the outside of the meat. So literally just a little salt and pepper on each side, right on the hot surface, griddle it about 2 to 3 minutes on each side, depending on how you like it cooked. I'm a medium guy myself. Once you flip it on the other side, again, 2 to 3 minutes on each side, I'll dome it. I'll put my favorite cheddar cheese on it, or Rogue Blue if you'd like. And yeah, it's pretty much ready to go.
How do you dress it up on the plate?
I like a brioche bun, bib lettuce, fresh sliced tomato, and we actually make Village Thousand Island sauce. I'm going to get you guys some of that too if you'd like.
So people can come in and say, hey, I want that Village Thousand Island sauce.
What we'll do is we'll sell burger kits, full set. You won't have to do anything other than just grill. And that's, to me, that's what Labor Day is all about, is grilling, spending time with your friends and family, and having a delicious burger experience.
All right, give us a word of warning. What's the easiest way to ruin your burger?
Easiest way to ruin your burger is to overcook it. So just be careful and take your time. You know, and I think really tend to it. Don't let it sit on there too long. Because, I mean, once you go over medium well or well, it really, you know, you're taking away all that hard work that it took to grind the beef and really taste that fresh flavor.
What side dishes are you throwing on the grill?
I like a good Mexican street corn. Corn will still be in season. It'll be there at the end. So I take fresh white sweet corn. I toss it in a little bit of olive oil. Grill it so it's charred on the outside. Then I'll make a lime mayo. So just simply lime, fresh lime juice, a little bit of salt. Toss that corn, that lime mayo, right when it comes off the grill. It'll kind of coat it. And then sprinkle it with cotija cheese and a little bit of chili piquin powder. So that's a Mexican chili spice. It's kind of hot. And you're talking about one of the best grilled corn side dishes. So you have your corn and you got your burger.
So what's on your mind Labor Day weekend? Is this kind of like the edge of a season going into another season? Are you starting to think about the fall menus?
Sure. So, you know, I think it's funny. Like it's always to me, summer is a time to really enjoy time with friends and family, take some time off. I've been pretty busy this summer. So, you know, I'm thinking about grilling and chilling for this weekend. And then, you know, the fall is an exciting time in our industry. You know, folks are going out to eat. There's holidays to think about, holiday menus. And so, yeah, I'm super stoked about the end of this year and, having some fun.
How's the industry? Like, are restaurants recovering from COVID? It's been a really tough couple of years, I know, for a lot of restaurant owners.
Yeah, I think we're still in it in many ways. I think that it still has some time to play out. I think that, you know, as restaurant owners, we just need to continue to take care of our employees, take care of our staff and our customers, stay focused on our product, make good business decisions coming up here, and yeah, you know, get through it.
Websites that you want people to check out?
Yeah, so you can go to GarcesRestaurantGroup.com. You could go to ChefGarces.com. That's my own site as well. And then, I mean, all the myriad of restaurants. You can go to ModaRestaurant.com, Village Whiskey, Volver.com. We've got a great Portuguese menu coming up there. It should be fun. Obviously, Buena Onda, And yeah, just guys, come check us out. It's gonna be fun.
You're busy.
It's busy enough, and I like being busy. It's good. It keeps me active, and I'm feeling good and energized. We've got a great team. And so, yeah, it's going to be an exciting fall for us.
Well, happy Labor Day weekend, and I hope you eat some great burgers.
Oh, you too, Hadas. You too. I hope you come pick up some burgers for your house.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.